Welcome to the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast. This episode is a narration of the 42nd Sutta of the Middle Discourses of the Buddha, the Virañjika Sutta, which translates as the People of Virañja. This sutta is very similar to the previous sutta. The Buddha explains here the conduct leading to rebirth in higher or lower states, including detailed explanations of the 10 core principles. This translation of the Virañjika Sutta is by Bhikkhu Sajjato and was sourced from Sutta Central. And whilst Sutta Central has given an abbreviated version of the sutta, I've gone through almost the entirety without much abbreviation at all. May you all benefit from hearing the original teachings of the Buddha. The Virañjika Sutta, the People of Virañja. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Savatthi in Jeta's Grove, Anathapindika's monastery. Now at that time the Brahmins and householders of Virañja were residing in Savatthi on some business. The Brahmins and householders of Virañja heard, "It seems the ascetic Gotama, a Sakyan, gone forth from the Sakyan family, is staying near Savatthi in Jeta's Grove, Anathapindika's monastery. He has this good reputation. It's good to see such perfected ones." They said to the Buddha, "What is the cause, Mr. Gotama? What is the reason why some sentient beings, when their body breaks up after death, are reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell? And what is the cause, Mr. Gotama, what is the reason why some sentient beings, when their body breaks up after death, are reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm?" "Unprincipled and immoral conduct is the reason why some sentient beings, when their body breaks up after death, are reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. Principled and moral conduct is the reason why some sentient beings, when their body breaks up after death, are reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm." We don't understand the detailed meaning of Mr. Gotama's brief statement. "Mr. Gotama, please teach us this matter in detail so we can understand the meaning." "Well then, householders, listen and apply your mind well. I will speak." "Yes, sir," they replied. The Buddha said this: "Householders, unprincipled and immoral conduct is threefold by way of body, fourfold by way of speech, and threefold by way of mind. And how is unprincipled and immoral conduct threefold by way of body? It's when a certain person kills living creatures. They're violent, bloody-handed, a hardened killer, merciless to living beings. They steal with the intention to commit theft. They take the wealth or belonging of others from village or wilderness. They commit sexual misconduct. They have sexual relations with women who have their mother, father, both mother and father, brother, sister, relatives or clan as guardian. They have sexual relations with a woman who is protected on principle, or who has a husband, or whose violation is punishable by law, or even one who has been garlanded as a token of betrothal. This is how unprincipled and immoral conduct is threefold by way of body. And how is unprincipled and immoral conduct fourfold by way of speech? It's when a certain person lies. They are summoned to a council, an assembly, a family meeting, a guild, or to the royal court, and asked to bear witness. "Please, mister, say what you know." Not knowing, they say, "I know." Knowing, they say, "I don't know." Not seeing, they say, "I see." And seeing, they say, "I don't see." So they deliberately lie for the sake of themselves or another, or for some trivial worldly reason. They speak divisively. They repeat in one place what they heard in another, so as to divide people against each other. And so they divide those who are harmonious, supporting division, delighting in division, loving division, speaking words that promote division. They speak harshly. They use the kinds of words that are cruel, nasty, hurtful, offensive, bordering on anger, not leading to immersion. They talk nonsense. Their speech is untimely and is neither factual nor beneficial. It has nothing to do with the teaching or the training. Their words have no value and are untimely, unreasonable, rambling, and pointless. This is how unprincipled and immoral conduct is fourfold by way of speech. And how is unprincipled and immoral conduct threefold by way of mind? It's when a certain person is covetous. They covet the wealth and belongings of others. Oh, if only their belongings were mine! They have ill will and malicious intentions. May these sentient beings be killed, slaughtered, slain, destroyed, or annihilated. They have wrong view. Their perspective is distorted. There's no meaning in giving, sacrifice, or offering. There's no fruit or result of good or bad deeds. There's no afterlife. There's no such thing as mother and father or beings that are reborn spontaneously. And there's no ascetic or Brahman who is rightly comported and rightly practiced and who describes the afterlife after realizing it with their own insight. This is how unprincipled and immoral conduct is threefold by way of mind. That's how unprincipled and immoral conduct is the reason why some sentient beings, when their body breaks up after death, are reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. Householders, principled and moral conduct is threefold by way of body, fourfold by way of speech, and threefold by way of mind. And how is principled and moral conduct threefold by way of body? It's when a certain person gives up killing living creatures. They renounce the rod and sword. They're scrupulous and kind, living full of sympathy for all living beings. They give up stealing. They don't, with the intention to commit theft, take the wealth or belongings of others from village or wilderness. They give up sexual misconduct. They don't have sexual relations with women who have their mother, father, both mother and father, brother, sister, relatives, or clan as guardian. They don't have sexual relations with a woman who is protected on principle, or who has a husband, or whose violation is punishable by law, or even one who has been garlanded as a token of betrothal. This is how principled and moral conduct is threefold by way of body. And how is principled and moral conduct fourfold by way of speech? It's when a certain person gives up lying. They're summoned to a council, an assembly, a family meeting, a guild, or to the royal court, and asked to bear witness. Please, mister, say what you know. Not knowing, they say, I don't know. Knowing, they say, I know. Not seeing, they say, I don't see. And seeing, they say, I see. So they don't deliberately lie for the sake of themselves or another, or for some trivial worldly reason. They give up divisive speech. They don't repeat in one place what they heard in another, so as to divide people against each other. Instead, they reconcile those who are divided, supporting unity, delighting in harmony, loving harmony, speaking words that promote harmony. They give up harsh speech. They speak in a way that's mellow, pleasing to the ear, lovely, going to the heart, polite, likeable, and agreeable to the people. They give up talking nonsense. Their words are timely, true, and meaningful, and in line with the teaching and training. They say things at the right time which are valuable, reasonable, succinct, and beneficial. This is how principled and moral conduct is fourfold by way of speech. And how is principled and moral conduct threefold by way of mind? It's when a certain person is not covetous. They don't covet the wealth and belonging of others. Oh, if only their belongings were mine. They have a kind heart and loving intentions. May these sentient beings live free of enmity and ill will, untroubled and happy. They have right view, an undistorted perspective. There is meaning in giving, sacrifice and offerings. There are fruits and results of good and bad deeds. There is an afterlife. There are such things as mother and father, and beings that are reborn spontaneously. And there are ascetics and Brahmins who are rightly comported and rightly practiced, and who describe the afterlife after realizing it with their own insight. This is how principled and moral conduct is threefold by way of mind. This is how principled and moral conduct is the reason why some sentient beings, when their body breaks up after death, are reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. A person of principled and moral conduct might wish, if only, when my body breaks up after death, I would be reborn in the company of well-to-do aristocrats. It's possible that this might happen. Why is that? Because they have principled and moral conduct. A person of principled and moral conduct might wish, if only when my body breaks up after death, I would be reborn in the company of well-to-do Brahmins, well-to-do householders, the gods of the four great kings. The gods of the dimension of neither perception nor non-perception. It's possible that this might happen. Why is that? Because they have principled and moral conduct. A person of principled and moral conduct might wish, if only I might realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live having realized it with my own insight due to the ending of defilements. It's possible that this might happen. Why is that? Because they have principled and moral conduct. When he had spoken, the Brahmins and householders of Varanja said to the Buddha, "Excellent, Mr. Gotama, excellent!" As if we were writing the overturned, or revealing the hidden, or pointing out the path to the lost, or lighting a lamp in the dark so people with clear eyes can see what's there. Mr. Gotama has made the teaching clear in many ways. We go for refuge to Mr. Gotama, to the teaching, and to the mendicant Sangha. From this day forth, may Mr. Gotama remember us as lay followers who have gone for refuge for life. This ends the Varanjika Sutta. If you've enjoyed listening to the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast, please subscribe via your favourite podcast and share this podcast with friends. If you'd like to find out more about the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast, you can go to the everydaydhamma.net website, where you'll find all previous episodes, along with the text versions of the sutta. Thank you for listening. May you all find happiness and peace. Thank you.